Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Thankful Tuesday. Woo! Yes, and thankful am I, and I'm quite sure many of you are thankful too for today. Thankful for good times, in between times, and the bad times. Hard times do not last forever. Like my late mother always said, never give up. So if we never give up, those hard times will not last. This too shall pass, right? Right. So we're talking about the power of prayer, the power of positive affirmations. So again, thank you for joining Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. The True.
Deep breath, and as you exhale, feel your body slowly begin to relax. Take another deep breath, slow and deliberate. And as you exhale, allow your body to relax completely. You are safe. You are comfortable. You are beginning to relax. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, allow your lower back muscles to relax. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, allow all the muscles from your lower back down to your feet to ease and soften. You are safe. Allow yourself to feel safe and supported. Now imagine a beautiful red light radiating from the base of your spine. With every breath you take, it shines a little brighter, more clear and vibrant as your root chakra re-energizes and balances itself.
Ooh, okay, I just wanted to share with you a few minutes of positive affirmation. Just simply in the morning, anytime you feel like it, take time to say positive affirmations to oneself. You can listen to audio, watch YouTube videos, or create your own I am positive affirmations for your health, for your life, to start off the day, for a wonderful afternoon, evening, before going to sleep. Positive affirmations get all that negative self-doubt, self-talk out of our system. And it creates positiveness. It allows us and helps us as we speak positive affirmations and pray. It gives us opportunity to release things that do not serve us, things that we should let go and let God. And as I said yesterday, that's what I'm working on. My faith has increased, but letting go and letting God. So life and death is in the power of the tongue. So it's so important for us to speak positive things over our lives and those that are in our lives, to speak positive things over our loved ones' lives, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, to speak positivity. Law of attraction. You want to attract positive things. Negative things, oh my goodness, they have a life of their own, right? But we're going to do positive things so we can manifest. And many of you I know this, and please feel free to call in and also chat. And let's talk about positivity. Talk about the power of prayer, miracles that we have experienced. Oh my God, there's so many miracles. I'm experiencing miracles now. You know, it's amazing how you experience miracles and you're going through challenges at the same time. But miracles increase our faith, and the more when we increase our faith and when we speak positivity in our lives with prayer and with affirmation, then we see the good things happening. And we feel better when we're dealing with the negative and the challenges that we have to deal with and those that we see others dealing with that we do our best to try to help. So I just wanted to share that, and feel free to call in 516. I should know my number. I'm thinking of praying. 595-8255. 516-595-8255. Big shout out to the BTR community, owners, managers, fellow podcasters. Big shout out. Podcasters around the world, big shout out to you and those in the radio world. As Pastor Don Jr. CEO say, Radio Land. I like the old school way of him saying things. Big shout out to he and his family and crew also. Big shout out to my cousin Linda. Sent her a happy Tuesday message earlier this morning. Big shout out to prayer partners, Powerhouse Kojic, and to my church, Cathedral AME Zion, the whole district is starting to fast today. And I have that information on the promo of the today's show, since we are talking about the power of prayer. So you all, you know, can join my prayer partners and I, Powerhouse, Kojic, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., and his first lady, yes, my friend, the awesome Mrs. Emma Friday, and also at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and noon, Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And that number is 515, I have to look at, I have to give it to you all, because I am so, in awe of the work of God, so my mind just went, because I don't ever dial a number, I just dial it from my phone. I don't want to give you the wrong information to you guys, because there's a couple of numbers that if you don't get your call through, you will have to, I'm looking it up right quick. You will have to, 516, I'm not, it's coming to my mind. 313-5111. And then the passcode is 778855, pound key. Woo! 516-313-5111, passcode 778855. Woo, you all, you know, that was a time to remember 100 numbers in my head. These electronic devices and phones are something else, so my apologies for that delay, but I'm looking at and thinking of so many numbers to share with you all. And right before the call, I was doing numbers and talking numbers also right before the podcast. So let me get back into the system. I had to get off the system right quick. But, again, positivity, prayer. Wow. Just amazing. Amazing. So, what I would like to share also is a prayer that I've shared before. And many of you know. Also, where you could, and Whoopi talked about this prayer just the other day on The View. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And, you know, so many of us want to change things. I want to play God in not only our own lives or other lives. My ex even would say, I just want to change you, but that's not for us to change other people. Even situations that we deal with, we just like have to, you know, put it in, not have to, but it's best to put it all in the hands of the Lord. And my mother always tell me that, put all your cares and worries in the hands of the Lord. And, you know, we can put our cares and worries in everybody's hands. But instead of just letting go and releasing things, we hang on, many of us do. And I've noticed that when I put everything, not some, not most, in the hands of God and let go, things really turn out pretty good. You know, the worrying and the stress is what causes us to ill with certain things, ill in our bodies, ill in our minds. I mean, I guess negative thinking is a form of illness, right? Because we should be graceful and we should be thinking positive in the first place. But that, it's life. We live and we learn. But let's continue to talk on, call. And if you like, chat in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. And I just feel like listening to some of this music also right here. Post another information. When Doves Cry popped up in my library, and I'm like, I'm just going to upload this and put this on a playlist because I feel like hearing some Prince. And so I know some of you might say, what is the relation? But the lyrics, you know, why do we scream at each other? We need to be more positive. That's all I have to say. But I just felt like hearing some Prince. I felt like adding it to the playlist. And so really, no reason, just some great music to share that some of us haven't heard in a long time. But, you know, speaking of that album, Purple Rain album, which is very good. I mean, Prince is really good with his spirituality and all his albums. But God, beautiful, 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 beautiful piece written by he and his father. I definitely need to add to the playlist. So beautiful. Brings me to just tears, happy tears, spiritual tears. So amazing. But I am one, even Pastor Dunn's junior CEO, in his emails, he sent out information, and he shared that information also when he and his artists were on last Thursday. But if you're wondering, well, it's Google positive affirmations, or if you're on Instagram, Instagrammers are always posting beautiful I am. YouTube, just Google affirmations, or I am, or I will affirmations. Go to Audible to listen to audio. Your favorite Spotify, just put in the search bar, I am affirmations or affirmations, period. But YouTube have an array of affirmations and subliminals that just are amazing. So, you know, and a couple of weeks ago I shared an affirmation that I found that my mother stuck in the Bible from an old Ann Landers article. I need reading glasses, so I hope I can read this to you all. I have this on my refrigerator. I made copies of it, too, to hand out to people. So I put the old clipping back in the Bible, but I made copies of it. And it was from Ann Landers, something my mother cut out the newspaper. And it's the affirmation, the prayer, called Just for Today. And it's an I will affirmation. Just for today, I will live through the next 12 hours and not try to tackle all of life's problems at once. Just for today, I will improve my mind. I will learn something useful. I will read something that requires effort, thought, and concentration. Just for today, I will be agreeable. I will look my best, speak in a well-modulated voice, be courteous and considerate. Just for today, I will not find fault with friend, relative, or colleague. I will not try to change or improve anyone but myself. Just for today, I will do two things I don't want to do just for the exercise. Just for today, I will believe in myself. I will give my best to the world and feel confident that the world will give the best to me. Arthur Unknown. But that was from I will information that I just found recently in the Bible that my late mother and I shared, and I still read daily, and that she had put in the Bible, and I'm just now seeing it 5 years after her death. I'm just now finding it, and I was talking with a couple of my prayer partners, Missionary Bolden and Sister Barksdale, after one of the prayer conference calls, and as we were ending our conversation and our prayer and sharing scriptures with one another, I'm like, hey, I just found this clipping that my late mother put in the Bible. And I read the scripture that it was with also. So I don't have the Bible turned to that scripture right now, so I will not be sharing that scripture right now. I think I did share it with you all a couple of weeks ago. The first time I shared that I will with you.
As you exhale, feel your body slowly begin to relax. Take another deep breath, slow and deliberate, and as you exhale, allow your body to relax completely. You are safe. You are comfortable. You are beginning to relax. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, allow your lower back muscles to relax. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, allow all the muscles from your lower back down to your feet to ease and soften. You are safe. Allow yourself to feel safe and supported. Now imagine a beautiful red light radiating from the base of your spine. With every breath you take, it shines a little brighter, more clear and vibrant as your root chakra re-energizes and balances itself.
Ooh, very relaxing. And I like how in those affirmations they include relaxing and relaxing your spine and back. I have had challenges with my back. Yeah, I said in past tense because I wanted to go away completely, complete healing of my body. I am looking at an article from Country Living from earlier in the summer in July from writer Jill Gleason, and she shares 50 best positive affirmations to set your spirit soaring every day. And also before the end of the program, we'll talk about a lot of hot topics that's happening too. Cannot conclude the program without talking about hot topics that's happening. So 50 positive affirmations to set your spirit soaring every day, and literally right when I was logging into the podcast, Grant Cardone, you know, he and his wife, Elena Cardone, are a couple of my favorite, are like one of my top favorite power couple. And I had just reshared on Instagram right before the podcast. He was talking about how self-improvement is what changed his life, being consistent and focusing on self-improvement. And his question was, do you wake up before daylight? And my answer is yes. So positive affirmations, they're in the department of self-improvement, personal development, self-help. They're in that department. So I just wanted to share that. Whether you seem to have settled into somewhat of a slump or are simply having a substandard day, focusing on positive affirmations can not only help turn your frown upside down, but actually change your life. Studies have proven that repeating confidence-building statements over time may actually reduce stress and increase well-being. much like engaging in activities such as gardening, hiking, or just lazing on the sand with a bofo beach read can do. It doesn't even matter how you practice this priceless but free bit of self-care. It is self-care. Silently meditate each evening on your favorite encouraging statement, or boldly repeat into the mirror every morning. Heck, you can even jot it down in your daily journal. It's all good. Oh, we have callers too. Yay, Pastor Don CEO, because I know he have a lot to say about the power of prayer. I have a lot to say even about his prayers for me, because and we pray for each other all the time, and our families and our crew. And but personally, prayers that he has said for me, and you all were witnesses when my cousin Linda was in bed sick, and Pastor Don CEO prayed for my cousin Linda, my co-host, and she literally got out of the bed within a few minutes. But yeah, so I'm going to go over a couple of these informations and then open the mic up for Pastor Don Jr. CEO. Was just talking about you. I'm sure you heard me. Eventually, according to experts, the power of your positivity could lead to everything from improved relationships to increased success in your career. Ready to jettison your stinking thinking? You know, stop thinking negative and talking negative. Embrace optimism. Check out the list of positive affirmations below. Pick one or several that resonate with you. Spend some time focusing on it every day. And before you know it, you just might be feeling more self-assured and hopeful, and maybe even happier than if you're looking. And then there's some more inspirational quotes, too, that I would share. And I would share this information also. But a few for personal growth. I release all that no longer serves me. I honor my continuing evolution. I control my reaction to others. Woo! Many of us need to say that like 1,000 times a day, right? I show up in love for myself. I set myself free when I forgive myself. Yeah. Many of us wrestle with forgiving others, but it's very important. We need to forgive ourselves. Asking for help is an act of self-love. I welcome new adventures. My mistakes do not define me. I align myself with self-sufficiency and resilience. Boundaries are healthy and do not require explanation, right? Because some people try to make you feel guilty. Positive affirmation for better health. I deserve to feel good every day. I give myself permission to rest. Exercising is one way I show love to my body. Healing takes time. All is aligning for my well-being. My body is healthy, strong, and beautiful. I make positive choices for my wellness. I take care of my body, and it takes care of me. I celebrate my body with nourishing food. Every day, I am getting healthier. I mean, if you're dealing with a little back ache, like I'm in complete healing regarding my back and some other situations. And even if you're bedridden, you say you are getting healthier. You claim it. And you claim it. And positive affirmations for career success. Each day offers me a new chance to shine. I feel great now, shining here on BTR, shining with Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, and all of you listeners and the other caller that's on the line also. I will make my dreams a reality. Failure is necessary to succeed. So, and meaning, don't give up. I attract abundance into my life. I need to say that 1,000 times. I am capable and confident. I greet the day with energy and commitment. I am an inspiration to others. I believe in my talents and abilities. My hard work would enable me to meet my goals, then to release anxiety. I'm safe and secure. I embrace change. I face my challenges with courage and strength. My past does not predict my future. I have survived every day before this one. I'm right where I should be. Yeah, because some of us want to be, you know, the grass is green on the other side. I would prefer to be somewhere, but God will, not our will. And I know Prophet Dunn Jr. and CEO would like to say about that. Peace dwells within me. Everything is unfolding for my greater good. I focus on what I can control. I let go of worry. And that's what I've been working on, letting go and letting God. Positive affirmations to help depression. And I spoke yesterday. I just found out that a lot is going on throughout the social media, on TikTok, on podcasts, that there's a silent depression going on because of inflation. So I know many of us need to say these, because some are very sad. Some are in deep depression. And so there is joy and beauty in every day. I'm grateful for my life's blessings. I'm deserving of love and happiness. Happiness is a choice I choose. I am enough. Yeah, people love and value me. I give myself compassion. This too shall pass. I just said it not long ago. I am a good person. I believe in a brighter future. And that article was written by Jill Gleason, Southern Living. Jill Gleason is a travel journalist and memoirist based in the Appalachian Mountains of Western Pennsylvania, who has written for websites and publications, including Good Housekeeping, Woman's Day, Country Living, Washingtonian, Gothamist, Canadian Traveler, and Edge Media Network. She is a travel editor for Enchanted Living. So I just wanted to share with you all some examples, and I'll reshare that article. But, woo, thank goodness. I am very happy that my friend, my BTR colleague, is on call with us, and we're talking. It's Thankful Tuesday, and thank you for always calling on Thankful Tuesday. And we're discussing the power of prayer and the effectiveness of positive affirmations. And I was just talking about your affirmation. I don't have it in front of me. So you shared it with us on last Thursday. So I always love for you to open with a prayer when you come live on air, man of God, and also share your positive affirmation and let us know how you're doing. And thank you for the other caller too that is on air. You can, the mic is yours after Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO.
Amen, amen. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Shouts out to the League 300 winning team members. Shouts out to you, Queen. Thank you for holding this platform.
Thank you.
And I will read my affirmation and say a prayer. I'm not changing the topic. I just want to make sure that you keep it running. So here we go. This is the day, my day. I will control over what I can and release of that which I can't. I'll be confident in my words and myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Faith will overcome frustration. Forever yes, I've secured a victory. Forever no, I have planted a seed. Every contact is a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I am loved. Each of the moment I am thankful for. I have become stronger. For I have become stronger. For I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my call. I'm the voice of and for many, the sick, the unborn, the incarcerated, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by Almighty, faithful all, I shall fulfill in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I need something to get my day started. And when I say those words, I've said it millions of times, it's all over All Talk Radio. Those words are power, resilience will trump rejection, faith will overcome frustration, stuff like that. It goes your spirit, and it tells the inner workings of the universe you're ready to make a change. You can't change if you don't make it known that you need to change. So I feel like just to say those words, that gives you the strength to keep going before you get to talk to a million people, interacting with people. Them words, they it's planting a seed before you tilling the ground before you plant the seed, because the harvest is what everybody lives for. But if you don't plant the seed properly, you can't get a good harvest. So.
Amen. Right. I seen a video of Kobe Bryant last week on Instagram, and I reshared it on my social media. He said exactly what you said. He said that someone asked him if he meditated and prayed, and he said, yes, he did, first thing in the morning. He said, if I don't, my day is off track. That's what the late Kobe Bryant said.
Queen, brother Chris is on the line. He's a good brother. He got a powerful testimony. He's helping people with Tiny Houses. If you could open his mind, it would do me a lot of love and service. But I'm telling you,
what's your brother's name? What's your name and where you from?
Chris Collins.
He's part of your 300. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, sir. Ma'am. I'm I'm here, Pastor Don. She unmuted me a minute ago.
Yes, he's unmuted.
And I'm very, very thankful. Hello.
Thank you, brother. And what's your name and where are you?
My name is Chris Collins, and I'm in Illinois.
Okay.
And right in the center of the state. And, you know, I definitely believe in the power of togetherness. You know, even if we're on the phone together, it's...
Yes, Lord.
There's so much power in us that it will pour out through these airwaves. How do you think we're talking? And we can communicate and share these positive airwaves. Because yesterday I wasn't in church, but definitely prayers were being answered. And it wasn't even my prayer. It wasn't my prayer. It was the prayers of the people that are in need. Because if we all meet a need, we'll all have what we want. And I was asked yesterday morning, this is how it works. Now, you know, government just ain't about the people.
Thank
well,
you.
A city government reached out to me yesterday morning on a Sunday
yes.
morning.
Woo!
Asking me to show up next week.
Woo!
And
hallelujah.
I was trying to get 3 weeks
you.
Down the road. Right? Next week. That's the thing. When the week of October 2nd, and I made a comment in the meeting that we had on Saturday. We had a meeting Saturday.
Yes. Woo.
But it got pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Where they
Look
got
at
a
God.
Hold of me on Sunday and said, we don't want to wait till the 16th. We want your information now.
Woo. Look at God.
Right? It's not in my time. It's in our time. It will happen
Ooh.
In God's time.
Yes.
The thing is people have to see what I have to say. The thing is you can't. My words are not empty. They are full of glory. But it's your glory. It's not mine. My job is not to ever build a house. That's not what my purpose is. My purpose in life is to ignite a fire in your heart that water will never put out. But start an
Ooh.
Inferno that will never burn you. That's
Ooh, yeah.
my purpose. That's my why. I know why I am on this planet. I get up with ambition because I enjoy doing what I do. And I walked away from profit in 2005.
Uh-huh.
It was to become one. So I had to go away from greed to meet the need. So I never missed a meal and I didn't have to steal years later. This is the part that people need to see.
You didn't have to miss a meal.
Yeah, I never missed a meal, and I didn't have to steal. Somebody got a dog barking.
Yeah, I'm trying to hush them up.
You gotta love them. You gotta love them. They're telling us what's up. But, yes, that it's time
okay.
that I'm gonna go off of Isaiah 65:21. They will build homes and live in them. It doesn't say nothing about a mortgage.
Woo! They would build homes and not live in them. And that's
Isaiah 65:21. They will build homes and live in them and
yes,
grow
Lord.
Vineyards and eat the fruit. And grow vineyards and eat the fruit. You know, I got
yes.
a passive solar greenhouse that grows fish, vegetables, and mushrooms anywhere on the planet, 365 days a year.
Wow.
No more hunger. The only reason you're hungry is because
of greed. I like what you said. You said you never missed a meal and you never had to, what did you say, you never had to steal. So my apologies. My sister was at the door and then the dog started barking. And I know the listeners wanted to hear that also. So when you said that, you never missed a meal.
Yeah, I've never missed a meal and I didn't have to steal.
Yes. Okay.
It's time for people to see my words. The thing is I want to see everyone else's words. I ask people a question that I never want you to answer to another person, and there's no way that you worsen. But who are you when no one's around, when you get to create and make a sound? That's your question. Make out your list.
Yeah.
Don't share it with another. Share it with yourself. I want to see who you are. But I want you to see who you are. I usually come on the radio now and I usually say I'm no one. That way everybody can say I know no one. But I got an AKA everyone. And that way you can say I know everyone. So I am called no one, AKA everyone. But this is about you, not about me. Taking that M and turning it into a W will change the world.
Woo-hoo!
So it's time for people to see my words, and I would love to see yours. And thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That was definitely a word for me. Definitely a word for me. Definitely. I felt like, you know, when you're sitting in church and you feel like the pastor is talking directly to you. Like out of all these hundreds of people, I feel like you're talking about me. That definitely was a word for me. That's how I feel. Wow. And I'm sure many of our listeners around the world probably are feeling the same. That's a good point. Who are we when we are alone?
Yes. And if you go to hopeformaui.org, you will see my words. But you'll also see 50 live broadcasts, over 50, because we go live every day from Maui, and we have concerts and everything else. But there was in one day, the very first day, within 24 hours, actually it was within 12 hours, there was over $1 billion worth of land donated, over $1 billion worth of land donated to the indigenous people of the island. You ain't heard anything about it, have you? Go on, hopefully.
I have not heard anything. And that is something that Cousin Linda and I speak of. I don't know if you ever listen to this podcast, but we talk about land and food. And no, I have not heard anything. That's what I was getting ready to ask you to update us. And then you mentioned that. Like, I haven't heard anything about that. Wow.
Well, I also do land patents. And if you're paying taxes on your property, get a hold of me. Because if you don't want to be, we can end it.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing. So any size property, anywhere. We can get it to where you don't have to pay taxes anymore. And it's unrestricted.
Well,
so you
definitely
can do what
need
you want
that.
To
you know, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, was praying with me a few weeks ago for my property tax, the home I'm in right now. Because I last minute, I didn't know I owed 1 year, but I didn't know I owed another year. And woo, it was scary, but God made a way. Hallelujah. But that is good because
right.
A lot of people need to know that about their land, homes, those of us in real estate investing. We need to know this. So thank God you are a godly man educating the world.
Well, that's what we are supposed to be doing is looking after thy brother and sister. Now, it doesn't say it had to come out of your mother. That's my mother from another, or that's my brother from another mother and my sister from another mister. Okay, that's all of you. Because we're the human race. We're human beings, but we're not being human. Human beings being human. Those two words in separate positions mean totally different things. So I love the show. I love the energy of the show. I love sharing with people.
Thank you.
But it's about I'm only as strong as our weakest link. So I want us to realize that peace on earth is in the palm of your hand. Every palm on earth is pink. Every one of them. I don't care where you are.
Good point.
It's pink. It's pink. Show me the palm of your hand, I'll show you peace on earth.
Right. We're one race. We're a human race. Right.
One race.
I like that, being
one
human.
Race. Yes, ma'am. Human beings being human.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's just heartbreaking, the humane situations that we hear. But what you're sharing with us about the 50 billion, how much billion? Maui land. Yeah, the donated to Maui.
No, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got over 200 acres that's been donated. It happened within 12 hours of us being on the ground working on the project. And
right.
we're going to build 2,000 homes, and they are going to build all of their homes. They're going to build them.
Right.
And they're getting paid
now,
to build them.
I did hear something about the rebuilding the homes, but that's all I heard was rebuilding the homes.
You're not,
some of the people will ask me,
it's
rebuild
not,
their
what
own
what you're
homes.
Hearing is not us.
Okay.
Right. They're not saying they're, what you're hearing.
Sorry,
what other updates do you have for us? Because we need to know about Maui, because I've seen a couple of news stories this week. So, Lisa, you definitely have your hope for Maui and live broadcast 24/7. Please update us and let us know. The world would like to know where we need to reach out.
Well, you know, you can reach out to hopeformaui.org. We need help.
Okay.
We're on a mission here. And the thing is there's no part too small. We need you all, even if it's just to share what we're doing with others, because I need to know who you know. That's the key ingredient of how we start
to grow. And we need to know who you know. And as I'm based in Jackson, Mississippi. Dallas is my second home, but you see, Jackson, Mississippi, we have a lot of good news, but we have a lot that we need help with dealing with our infrastructure. Land and properties.
Yes,
so you are just the one. You are a person, an organization that we definitely need to partner with here in the state of Mississippi also. You and Pastor Dunn, you
and
CEO.
I've got a profit company called Greenpoint LLC, and that is the material company. Now, we can produce air to water, so you got drinking water. I got solar.
And you know, Mississippi is international news about it. We're still dealing with that water crisis. Yes.
I can create water for you. You don't have to drink it out of the ground, but I got zeolite, and I can clean your water. I can clean your ground.
That's what we need.
So it's not polluted.
We need
to meet. We need to talk. I have a product called zeolite. It is an all-natural product. I've got it on Maui right now, and we're doing soil tests on it right now to clean the ground that they are clean. They're scraping the 2 inches of ground off, and they were going to take that ground somewhere else and contaminate it, and we don't want them to. We're going to clean that dirt and put that dirt back on the ground. So
look at
I've got 200,000 acres that I'm working on in Utah right now, that's uranium depleted land. And we're going to go in there and take all the uranium out of that land. So this is a beautiful thing that the planet has given us, because it is created all natural by the planet. And it's already passed by the FDA, and it is safe for you to eat and drink. And if you have a heavy metal problem in your body, get a hold of us, and I will send you some. Eat it, and it will clean you out. It'll take those toxins out of your body.
We do.
But before we even make news about
our water crisis here in Jackson, Mississippi, it's been a problem a long time with lead in the water system.
Yep. Well,
this,
there is opportunities out here.
for us to fix the problems that have been created by us utilizing the technology that's been created in the past 100 years, causing the damage, to reverse it. So we have to start, but we have to do something to start. And that's what it takes. It takes us to do something. So I've done a few things. I built the greenest built home in America in 2011. I built it out of recycled cars from Hurricane Katrina. And I put it in the middle of the woods. I didn't put it in the middle of the woods. I built it in the middle of the woods with cordless screw guns to prove I could do it in any jungle on the planet. Put it on a semi and took it over and stood it up. And it was built by 5 people that never built anything in their life, and it was deemed the best built home in the city by every building inspector. It was 1,800 square feet, 9 foot tall.
Wow.
I just drove by it, actually. I just drove by it right before I started talking.
Amazing. Well, thank you, because the show is almost going to about to conclude. Please return tomorrow, because tomorrow is World Wednesday. Return with Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO, tomorrow, and let's talk more about Hopeful Maui and Greenpoint LLC also, because that's World Wednesday also. And you said you're working on projects globally, and that's what we need to do. And we need to help one another.
Right. We're going
to
show our children.
And reach out. We definitely need your help here in Mississippi. Yes, and
whatever we can do for Maui
and other places where your projects are.
My factories surround you. I have one in Louisiana, one in Georgia, 2 in Texas, and 1 in Florida. So I have you.
Where
I got you surrounded.
Because Dallas is my second home. I love New Orleans, too. I was born loving New Orleans. Where are the ones
in Texas? San Antonio
and
Houston.
Oh, cool. And Louisiana.
But I can ship material anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world we can ship material. So there's no place on earth that we can't reach. And we are doing this not about profit. It's about prosper. Because we need to take our poverty line and make it prosper. That's it. When it comes to prosper, now we got a new line. And no one should ever worry about eating food. We have a way. It's patented. And the patents are free for your personal and educational use. Any commercial people, they're going to pay us. But what we do with the money, we're going to put it back into the people. Because it's not about the greed of this. It's about meeting the need and making sure everybody's able to have food. But we can do it. Fish, vegetables, and mushrooms, none of them produce the methane gas from the stomach, but it is giving you the meat and protein you need. So, you know, truly, there's a way, but we all have to look at what can we do. And there's more protein in our mushrooms than you'll get in any piece of meat. And it's a brain food. And it's a brain food to where Alzheimer's, keep Alzheimer's away.
Right.
So my dad died from
and I love mushrooms too. Okay. And I have an uncle, a late uncle who had it also. Right.
Right.
And your dad, so condolences going to the loss of your dad from dementia and Alzheimer's. Right, yeah, because I have a heart for that. I love mushrooms, too. Yeah, I'm learning a lot recently, too, of vegetables that I like and vegetables that I do need to start eating that are good for our brain. And there are a lot of foods that can prevent us from getting on prescribed medicines if we would just to eat them more.
Oh yeah. And I've got a doctor that has 24 products and it's all about health, natural, and it's all holistic medicine, but it works. And I've got another biochemist and she has done all natural. And she's got one product that has 35 natural ingredients in it. And she sent it over to one of my other radio hosts. And his hands was bothering him. because she sent it to him. He put it on his hands, and he calls me on the phone. He's like, my hands don't hurt no more. He's like, she sent me that cream. I put that cream on me, and it says that pain went away instantly.
Wow.
We do have some beautiful things, and we're going to grow all this medicine in these communities as we build these communities. So there's going to be interaction things for people to look at and deal with and go through. And I'll be setting up, you know, I was looking at a church that's wanting to set up a rodeo center, full, you know, whole livestock shows, the whole deal.
Where is that? Is that here in Mississippi?
Stuff, right?
What state? Is that sound like Mississippi? What
no,
state
they
is that?
They want to do it in Texas. They want to do that in Texas,
oh,
but
like
I asked him if they were willing to. Yeah, I said, I asked him if they were willing to do it anywhere else because I said, I got to go to Chicago and give them a solution. I said, I think there, you know, there ain't no reason why we couldn't do this project right along with it there to give something else to do. And they weren't against it, so it's kind of nice. So, but you know, we just, you know, we've got to realize that we are all people and we all matter.
Sound like something the state of Mississippi Agriculture. Sound like something our state of Mississippi Agriculture Commissioner Andy Gibson would be interested in, because you know we're all about rodeos here too.
Let's do it. They said yes to me, so. I got 3,000 acres that I'm fixing to build a whole bunch of different communities on that where people can come and travel to Orlando and come over to our property and do projects that will change other people's lives, but it'll change yours too.
Yeah.
And we wanted to give them, you know, give the tourists something to do, but also be able to help the community there and involve them in what we're doing. So that's a huge project that's coming up. So yeah, we're looking for everybody's, you know, everybody's 2 cents here, not necessarily your money, just looking for your 2 cents. Where is your problem?
Right.
If you share them with us, we can solve them.
Right.
That's the difference, you know, we're willing to claim the problem. So if everybody thinks about it, hey, we all got. If we
right.
share our problems with others, our problems aren't as bad. And they can be solved. They put it on
you. That's what
I
was thinking. We can problem solve. We can problem solve.
Right.
Yes.
That goes in one of my spoken words.
Yes. So that's cool. Maybe we maybe we all can share some spoken word on tomorrow too, doing World Wednesday, and some more listeners calling
in. That's
what
I'm saying. I'd be willing. Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, I definitely.
So you are working on some amazing projects.
Well, we are working on some amazing projects because now
that's my word too. We, because there's no I in the
right.
in the word and, team. In team.
That's right. Or dream.
Right.
So there's no I in dream either. So if you share
right.
your dream, it can become a reality.
True.
We are creators every second of the day. Every second of the day, what are you creating? You know, I found
right.
out a lot about the way we are. And do you know that the human being will have between 4,000 and 40,000 negative thoughts in a day?
Exactly. Right.
So you are in control of what you think about. So if you need to think of something, don't think of something negative. Think of, if it is negative,
right.
think of a way to fix it. So,
and then when
yeah,
bad things
it,
happen,
it,
sometimes
yeah,
we wonder, well, why did that happen? And it comes from maybe our own fault. You know, the naysayers are enough. The haters and the people that have something
right.
negative to say about everything, they are already a handful. And then it doesn't help when we say negative things about ourselves.
It doesn't. And if you can't take a negative and a negative and think you're going to get a positive.
Right.
But you can take a negative and a positive and you can actually clamp together. So if you look at a magnet, if you take two positive sides of a magnet and try to stick them together, it'll flip. If you try to stick the two negatives together, it'll go together, but it won't stay together. It'll come apart. But if you do the positive negative, it'll snap. But if you energize
right.
that positive, now you have an electric magnet. Now you can't pull it off. So we have to intensify our own magnet. You know, and my purpose in life, like I said, is not to ever build a home. It's to ignite a fire in your heart that water will never put out and start an inferno that will never burn you.
Uh-huh.
That's my purpose. That's all I want to do. I want to show you, you are the light. And if I can get that little ignition, turn your dimmer switch on. When everybody's light's turned on, imagine how brilliant it's going to be. There's too many people in the dark.
Yeah. Right. Keep our light lit within us, God within us. Don't let anybody dim the light.
That's right. Well, the thing is people out here are about me. They're not about we. It's about
right.
vanity.
I thought the me generation was in the 70s. Wasn't it the me generation? Boy, woo, the me generation have been reinvented.
It's been reinvented to an I. It's an individual
right.
society now.
Right. Right.
Okay. So I want to bring unity into the talk.
What's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me?
Yeah, what am I getting out of it?
Once I get what
I do this, what am I getting?
Once I get what I want, I'm on with it. You on your own. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, guess what? Do you like the fact that your kids can't walk across town because it ain't safe?
Mm.
They claim it. You know, when I was a kid, people used to wave when they drove by. Do you know people don't even look? Pay attention, people. It's the only thing you have in life is life, and it's passing you by.
I'm living in my childhood neighborhood, home from when I was 8, 7, and yeah, it's just amazing how things have changed and what happened to the. It takes a village to raise a child, and then everybody to look out for each other. You know, everybody looks out for each other, not just the village raising a child, but everybody waves, and now you speak to people, even here in the hospitality state of Mississippi. You know, you speak to some people, they look at you like something wrong. I'm like, okay.
Yep. Well, you know what? The thing is there is something wrong, and that's because we have the word dis in our mouth. It's disrespect. Dishonor,
right?
Disabilities, all right. So, if we take the dis out of our mouth, we have ability, we have respect, we have honor. So, the minute you put dis on the word, you dismiss it. So, let's take the dis out of our mouth, and then everybody will know that. And just the thing, people need to understand dysfunction. There's not a functional family on Earth. They're all dysfunctional. Woo. So let's take the dis out of the dysfunctional family.
Not even the families that we say are the, you know, the families of the world. Right. Our American royalty, the Brits. Where is a you're right, that's a good point you made. Where is that perfect family nucleus that was promoted in the 50s, that were promoted in the 50s and 60s? I mean, there's one. Right, that's a good point. The royal families of America and the Brits and royal, not everybody has a. You're right. Who's a? I mean, we see it every day in our politics. with leaders on both sides of the aisle. We see dysfunction within their families. It's just crazy. We all are human too, but like
exactly.
You were saying, human. But you know, not falling point each other. But then we see a lot of point. Finger pointing. Your dysfunction
that's
is
right.
better. And you're a man of God. Is my sin might be different than your sin, but they are the same, right? And that's a good point. We see our American families pointing the finger at each other, the ones that are in the media. You know, so what should everyday families do? You know?
Well, here's the one thing I do is I judge myself to be better today than I was yesterday. I don't judge another person on earth. I've met over a million people face to face. They've all told me the same thing. In a way, the problem is 99.99% of them didn't do what they said they were going to do. Now, I didn't ask them for anything at the time and didn't ask for a dime, but I shared a solution with them. But I tell people now, I said, you're either part of the solution or you are the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You know, and it's time for a revolution and it's time to solve them. They said, you know, if I look back in history, and this is a fact, every 80 years there's a turnover of power. 80 years ago, there was World War II. It was an external war. 80 years prior to that was the Civil War, and it was an internal war. And then 80 years prior to that was the Revolutionary War, and that was an external war. And now we're at the 80-year mark. For the internal war. So we're at war with ourselves, but let's send out an SOS. And
yes.
Save our souls. And,
yes.
And it could be share our solution. You know, just share our solution to saving our souls. That's a double SOS. Everybody knows what SOS means. It means I need help. And
right.
That brings unity into the question, and that's you and I together's why.
Why?
That's unity. Let's bring it into the community and give an equal opportunity. Because if you look at the word community and take unity out of it, you don't have community. If you take unity out of opportunity, you don't have an opportunity. So let's put it together, and that's you and I together's why, and we'll all understand, and we'll mend we're only as strong as our weakest link. Let's make our chain out of titanium, put it in the palm of your hand, and be a hand up, not a hand out, right?
Yes.
Didn't ask for a freebie.
Right.
I didn't say that, but
right.
All I know is if every person would meet a need today, there's 8 billion people. If 4 billion of you would meet someone else's need and 4 billion others meet another's need, we will all have what we want.
Right. We will be handing each other up. We will be lifting each other up.
That's right.
And when others get self-sufficient, they can help the next. Yeah. Make this world a better place. That's definitely what Wednesdays are, World Wednesday. So we would talk more about our love of God and spoken vibes. Matter of fact, I'm thinking I would say international spoken word vibes, something like that. Because I was thinking about talking about more politics and the debate coming up tomorrow. But you're right, we need to flow with God and let the spoken word flow through us on tomorrow for World Wednesday. Yes, and hopefully other callers from around the world will call in and share too. Yeah, because it takes all of us, and you know what we can do where we are. You're right.
Yes,
and
it
on
does.
Our platforms, and on our platforms. I mean, we're global. Sometimes I even think, and I talk about it often on the podcast, if our astronauts at the space stations are listening to us, listen to our podcast, you know, what podcasts are they listening to? Because we're not only global, but the astronauts are listening to something. So hopefully they listen to us too.
That's right.
Right.
I definitely love the radio for the fact that when we share our words, they're recorded. They can be heard.
Yes.
Without me,
we're doing
put the energy
show
out
now,
there. Again.
Remember, I told you the show was concluding right at noon, and I almost made it.
Yeah.
I almost made it for 2 hours, but I just made it for 45 minutes since I was so low, and I prayed you and our Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, and some of his friends would call in, and sure enough, it did. But I prepared solo, but it's so good when God flows, and I pray for, you know, you all to call in and for the listeners to interact in the chat room.
And the thing
but,
is you were,
yeah,
you were praying.
I like it when God talks a lot, to talk afterwards, because I know that they are listening, and they know that we really serious about business. We're really serious about our platform.
And me and Pastor Don were talking on the phone. And he says, Chris, everything you just said, I wish we were on the radio. He says, because I could be recording that. And I said, well, send me a link. So he sent me your link, and we jumped on the radio.
I was so glad when I looked up and seen you all had called in. I seen Pastor Dunn. I was like, one of his friends with him. I was like, yes, God is good. And then he said you had a testimony, and you sure had a good testimony. You have a government meeting. They're like ASAP. And so who say that government does not believe in prayer? They're like, we need you now, in a couple of weeks. God is good.
Yeah, because I said it wasn't my prayer that was being answered.
That was
the thing. It wasn't my prayer being answered. It's
I sound like it was their prayer. They were praying you would be able to meet
her.
Yeah,
it was their prayer. That's right.
Because you were good with the
Sunday
big
morning, what was on their mind?
That was their prayer. They probably were saying, "Ooh, I pray he's available the week of the second." They probably said, "Ooh, we pray he's available the week of the second." Ooh, that's good to know, too. Yes.
All right, I was just sitting there thinking,
because I wish we were live on the air when you mentioned the SOS. Because, we all are sending out our SOS and flying our white flag.
Right? I enjoy being on the radio here, and I've been real blessed here lately. I had Renegade Radio with 150 national radio stations stepped up, and they started sharing our broadcast from Maui, and that was kind of nice, you know, to see that syndication come together. But that's what all this
is
about.
Indeed,
you know, supporting what each other's doing out here, so we can be a stronger community.
Right.
And I'm grateful that he shared the link with me today and I could come in here with you.
Right. So definitely that's awesome. So when will the building a home started that you're working on?
I was going to say, text Pastor Don and tell him to send you the pictures that I just sent him. Because as soon as I sent the pictures to him, he called my phone. Well, when I made these pictures live on my Instagram and stuff like that, you can go on my Instagram and look, too, if you want.
Okay, what is your Instagram?
Which that's Chris_Hope_Collins.
Chris_Pope_Collins?
Correct.
Okay, and you'll see me, Beth Williams, entrepreneur, Beth Williams, Be True. Yeah, you'll see me. I'll follow you in a few minutes. Facebook, Chris_Pope_Collins. Hello?
Well, yeah, I'm here, ma'am. I had somebody come up to my door, so I had it on mute, so I didn't disturb the conversation.
That's what happened to me. My sister had come to the door to get her mail, and then one of my dogs started barking, and that's what happened. And you were talking about never miss a meal and never had a steal. And I was like, oh my goodness, I should have hurried and put it on mute because you were talking. But it happened so fast because I didn't expect anybody to come to the door. Right. So I have to think quick next time, quickly put it on mute. Prime visit. Because I know the listeners were like, we can't hear him for your background noise. And I'm trying to listen too, and I'm like miming to her. Like, I'm on the air. Can't talk here. Definitely going to your website and going to your Instagram.
I'm here.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah.
There's a homeless guy right here. I just come down here to see if I can find somebody to help me go unload this truck. And here, you know, this is one of the guys that I started showing him. I said, you know, I didn't say a word. All I did was show him pictures. He's like, man, you need to talk to me about that. I said, I have talked to you about it. I just looked at him and said, I'm doing it. I'm just not doing it here. They don't want the homeless problem to end where I live. And that's the problem that I have.
Right. That's the problem in here, too. That look like that's America's problem, too. Right.
It's really sad.
Oh, well, you know what? We need you here not only in the capital where the infrastructure sucks, but you know those tornadoes here, Rolling Fork. You know, many of those people still don't have homes in Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
Oh, I know.
The government have like some FEMA still have like trailers. And some people are doing the best they can on their own, you know. But Rolling Fork is pretty much still, you know. Good Morning America, Robin Roberts, because she's from Mississippi, they've done a lot of, like, food and trying to, you know, assist. But, Rolling Fork definitely help.
Do the people need jobs there?
Yes.
Well, I can create jobs there building these houses for places everywhere else.
And, you know, construction,
we
you know, we're an agriculture state.
Everywhere in the nation. Because when I built that house in 2011, I got a congressional endorsement hand-delivered to President Obama. And it's on my Instagram.
Awesome.
You can read that letter.
Oh.
And that letter says, Chris has created a way to give the homeless homes and the jobless jobs.
Right.
That's a pretty bold statement to say to the president in 2011. But you know what that congressman did after he did
what?
That letter? He quit because they ignored it.
Oh, my God.
He quit. You want to know why he quit? Because that's the second time they stole an idea from me.
When you were talking about ideas, I was about to say, you know, some people are reluctant because their ideas get stolen, but you definitely know that firsthand too, right? Right. Wow. And that's dirty too, because God gave you that vision, not somebody else, and it doesn't work 9 times out of 10 when people and organizations and officials steal ideas.
Oh, no, they stole this one. This one's working. You probably used it. It was taken from me in 2002. But, yeah, it's thriving now. The difference is you're not. You would be, but you're not. And that's what they took. They took your chance to benefit from it. And they made it about one profiting, you know, made it about them profiting only and you not. And that, you know, I stood right there in the Capitol building and addressed the Congress and the Senate. And I had them speechless in that room, dude. You could hear crickets in that room. And I was on my way to see Bush right after I got done talking. But just know, there's a lot. There's one of my factories calling me right now.
Okay.
Have you got my phone number?
The number that you called from was the 866 number.
No, I'm calling on Grasshopper. My number is 309-542-6319.
I'm outside, but I have a pen on me, so I'm writing it on my forearm, and then when I walk in, putting it in my phone and writing it down. 309. Right. Let me make sure I'm writing it right on my skin. 309-542-6319.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 309-542-6319. That's what I have, but I better hurry up and write it down and put it in my phone before it smudges. 309-542-6319. Chris,
yes,
underscore.
Collins. Oh, Pope.
P like a Pope, like the Pope.
Yeah, like Pope, but Hope with H.
Pope,
like horse.
Underscore Collins. But yeah. So it's a pleasure to meet you. Honored to hear your testimony, and thank you for sharing your story with the listening audience also. And I hope you and Pastor Dunn Jr. and CEO return on tomorrow. But I'm going to connect with you, and I'll text you also so you'll have my numbers also. So when you see 769 number, that's me.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
I'll talk
God
to you.
God bless.
You're welcome.
Yes. Glory to God.
God bless
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.